As I came preparing for today, I've gone several different ways and ended up with about three different directions to go. I love it when that happens. God is on the throne. Boy. Would you stand up, please? Give me your name one more time. I always miss
Isaac.
It. Isaac. I knew it was Isaac. Would you stand with your son, please? Although you don't know it right now, God's hand's on your life. Your father's prayed for it and your mother's desired it. And she's also prayed for it. But God's hand's on your life. And there's going to be some times in the near future where you're going to be pulled from one side to the other. But God's hand's on your life. And you need to understand that because of that, some of the choices that you make are very important. Because those choices will impact you for the rest of your life. And therefore, as His hand is on you and as He's drawing himself, you after Himself, as a young man, you need to understand that it's not without a purpose, that it's with a direction and a purpose. You need to yield, as we've been talking about the discipline of the Lord, you need to yield to the discipline of the Lord in your life. It's not a discipline that just comes from your folks. It's a discipline of the Lord. How old are you?
13.
You're 13. Do you understand that God still has His hand on your life and that what lies ahead you need to be concerned about? Do you understand that? Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
This is God's hand on His life. I was thinking about this earlier. So you need to understand that and allow God to move in your life. There's some dimensions of prayer that you need to move in. I don't know if you've been baptized in the Holy Spirit or not, but if you have been, you need to be exercising yourself and praying in the Spirit. Okay? So, Father, I ask that by the power of Your Holy Spirit, You would seal this work in this young man's heart. God, that as the enemy tries to pull him aside, as the enemy, Lord, tries to cause him to stumble, Lord, that he would rise in the strength of Your Spirit and call the enemy a liar and one of perverse strength, and that he would draw upon the strength of God and be more than a conqueror. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Boy, things stirring in my spirit. Stirring. What do you think, Mike? Lord's good. Hallelujah. Is there people in here that have never dedicated their children to the Lord? Is there anybody here that has not? Okay. I want you guys to... Are your children here? Any of them? I want you to come forward. Would you come down and stand with your wife, please? I don't care how old they are. If you've never dedicated them to the Lord, I want you to come forward. Is this it? I want to... Now, these are your children. Is that correct? Okay. What we're going to do is I'm going to ask you to pray in just a moment. And I would like for you to pray over those children as well. And I would like for you to pray a prayer of blessing and dedication over your children. And then you to confirm that with him. And then I will pray with both of you. Okay? Would you lead us out, please? Thank you, Father. Let's reach out our hands to these people and believe with them for their children. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. You've been in control from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You've been in our lives from the beginning, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
God, that you have taken me all the way, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It was I who strayed from your walk, your paths. Thank you, Lord, that you called me back, Lord. You brought me in.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, I just thank you for my children, Lord, that you have given me, God, to take charge of. I pray, God, that you would have your way in their life.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
God, that they would be yours, God. Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
That all the issues in their life, God, all the problems, Lord, that I thought that I could control and that I could find answers to, Lord. Mm-hmm. I just give them to you this day, Lord.
Jesus.
I thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you would receive them even at this time.
Yes, Father.
Thank you that
I've
been given the opportunity, Lord.
Hallelujah.
To do that at this time, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, that you are in control and you brought this about, Lord. Mm-hmm. Bless that my ideas, God, would just be to nothing, Lord. So I thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to dedicate my children to you, Lord.
Jesus.
That you would have your way, Lord, that they would see your face.
Thank you, Lord.
That your will would be in their life, Lord. Mm-hmm. And they would seek your ways, Lord. Mm-hmm. I thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. And I give them to you, God. And I thank you for the opportunity and the experience, Lord. And I thank you for calling me, God.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this day.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. In Jesus' name, have your way in their life.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Pat, please.
God, I just thank you for this beautiful opportunity.
Thank you.
You've allowed this special privilege today, Lord God, that you've allowed this to happen for us, so that we can come before you. These are my stepchildren, and I just join in agreement with my husband, Father God, for everything that you've put us through,
thank
our whole
you,
life together, Father. The struggles from the beginning and how we've come full circle with them, Lord God. And we know, Father, that
thank
none
you,
of this would have been possible had it not been for you and your grace, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
And we thank you for what you've done in their lives and what you're doing in their lives. And what you'll continue to do. And mm-hmm. we pray, Father God, that we would be good stewards of you, Lord God, good stewards of these children.
Yes.
We just ask for the strength and the knowledge and the wisdom that only you can give us, Father. Mm-hmm. We thank you that we're saved and that we could see your purpose in their lives, Lord God. And we continue to ask for their salvation. We do dedicate them. And again, I just stand with my husband in knowing and having the knowledge that you've heard our prayer today, Lord mm-hmm. God.
Yes,
and
Lord.
We receive it. We receive
hallelujah.
It in the name of Jesus.
Father, we stand with this couple in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, as they've dedicated their children to you, Lord, we stand with them and we say amen to it. God, that you would work in this family by the power of God.
You,
Lord, that your blessings have been predominantly here in this couple. But God, that they would overflow to such a measure in these children.
Yes.
Lord, that it would even surprise these as you begin to work in their lives and as you release your presence, your salvation work in their lives, just drawing them after yourself. We thank you, God, for what you're doing now. We thank you, Lord, that you've received these in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Sandy, if you would pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, my God. Thank you, my God. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, I do come in agreement with Sandra that your hand will be over James's life, that he would, his heart and his mind would always lean towards you.
Mm-hmm.
And that he would believe in you and have the relationship with you. And that you would never leave him nor forsake him like you have promised.
Yes, Father.
Continue to promise today. And that you never change. Lord, I just pray that he sees your strength
mm-hmm.
before him. And that he will follow you. And I just do come in agreement that we dedicate him to you.
Yes, Father.
And that day we love him as a son.
Yes,
in
Lord.
Your eyes.
Thank you, Lord. Father, we just stand with this couple, Lord, as they've given James to you. And we ask, God, that you would just honor that dedication. God, that you would receive James. And, Lord, because of that, I know that you'll pursue him to the ends of the earth if necessary. But you will pursue him by your Spirit. We lift him to you, Lord, and we pray that in this house that your name would be exalted and your presence would be just the crowning glory of this house, that you might be seen there, that fruit would arise to the glory of God in the name of Jesus. Amen. Sure. Praise God. Amen. Is that all right? Is that all right? You can live with that, Chuck? You know, I called you Harry. I called him Dick. It's like, you know, what is this? Yeah, you're going to need badges or something. I don't know. You all right? You can handle that? I don't know that you can either, but that's okay. Oh, what a day. This is an interesting day. I want to preach and I don't want to preach. Is there anything else going on in the Spirit that I need to know about? Anybody? Is there anything else happening? Somebody's got a word. Somebody has anything. It's a very unusual day today for me. It really is. Yes. Can you speak out a little bit louder? As grandparents, you absolutely can pray for that, but you can't usurp authority over mom and dad, but you can definitely pray that God will take those kids. See, the primary authority lies with mom and dad. And we have to always honor that. This is a little learning thing. You never have the prerogative to move outside of your sphere of authority. Whether it be praying for an area, trying to deal with demonic spirits or anything else. You never have that prerogative. You must, I mean, even the Archangel Michael, you know, said the Lord rebuke you. You know, so we don't have any authority to move outside of our realm of authority. But absolutely, and we can do that right now. If you grandparents that have children, why don't we just stand right now and let's just believe God together. I want to pray. Is that all right with you? And what was your number two? Okay. Right. Mm-hmm. Let's have the grandparents stand that have children that have not been dedicated to the Lord. Yes. Mm-hmm. Let's link hands together here. Those of you that are sitting around them, link hands with them, please. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we represent a lot of kids here today. Lord, grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And we're asking God that by the power of your Holy Spirit, these children that are strong on our hearts, God, that we have a concern that goes beyond the natural concerns of parents. We have an eternal concern, and we ask, God, that by the power of Your Holy Spirit, that You would move on behalf of these children in the name of Jesus Christ, that You would move in drawing them to Yourself, that You would move, Father, in ways that might even be extraordinary, that would be even miraculously seen, but that You would move on their behalf and draw them, Lord Jesus, even as a fisherman draws in a fish. You've hooked them in the jaw of God. You've hooked them and You're pulling them after Yourself. We ask You to move mightily on behalf of these children in the name of Jesus. And Father, I'm going to be so bold as to ask that whatever it takes, Lord Jesus, bring them into the kingdom. Bring them into the kingdom, God. Bring them into the kingdom in the name of Jesus. Lord, we have no authority but that what You've given us. And with what that limited authority, Lord, we ask that the enemy would be bound to what extent that we can reach out to, and that Your Word would have free sway in their lives by the power of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Hallelujah! Glory to God. I like taking back territory. Glory to God. That was good, bro. That was good. Hallelujah. Those things I told you are right. That I told you are right. Those things I told this brother here are right. These things are right. Let God move in our midst, folks. Let God move in our midst. I don't know if you realize it or not, but I'm all stirred up inside. And you know, and maybe it's no fun sitting out there looking at me all stirred up inside, but I'm telling you, you guys, God's got so much for you guys. It's incredible. It really is incredible. It's the things that we talked about. Have you ever shared any of that with her? How much? Most of it? Did you share most of it with me? He thinks he did. We're going to be talking. We're going to be talking. We're going to be talking, by the way, to the worship team sometime in the worship people sometime in the first week or second week, as soon as we can set dates. We're going to be talking with those of you that are ushers. We're going to be talking to you, some of those that want to be greeters. We're going to be letting things out so that we can start getting involved in what we need to do here. So, you know, we're going to put some guidelines down of how things happen. We're going to be talking about all those things after the first of the year, a little bit at a time. God's doing something. God is stirring by His Spirit. This whole series that I've been doing on discipline that's been taking a while, and I know that for some of you it's been stretching, and I promised, I didn't really promise, but I said that I thought I would get into the hows to. I may not get into the hows to today. But I'm going to be talking a little bit right now. So we got, anybody got anything on the, we got 10 till 12. It's 8 till 12. Please. Nice and loud. God has blessed us as a country to be able to do a lot of that. We need to pray that God will continue to do that. And the seeds that God plants will be for the glory of God. And to continue to pray for our leaders. Colossians chapter 1. Why we've been talking about this whole discipline thing? Jesus has brought us out of something to bring us in. Verse 13, Colossians chapter 1. For He delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son. God has moved mightily on our behalf. Folks, He has taken us out of the grasp of the enemy, out of the handholds of Satan himself and all of his demonic powers and principalities, and He's put you into the kingdom of His Son. We need to understand that because of that, we do not have to be dominated, nor beat up, nor shoved around by the enemy. That we're God's kids and God is in control. So God has taken us out of this one place and out of the domain of darkness and transferred us. And what's it say in your King James? It says translated. So your first translation has already happened. He's bringing us into a new area. I want to read out of Exodus chapter 23, verse 30. He's taking us into a new land. There's a sense in which we have been taken out of the domain of darkness and we've been put into the kingdom of light, the kingdom of the Lord Jesus. We have done that, but there's something that God is doing, is that He is taking us into that, and there's a gradual thing that's happening. He says, I will drive them out before you, little by little, until you become fruitful and take possession of the land. Folks, God's desire in all of this discipline that we've been talking about, and we're going to talk some more about it, is that we become fruitful and that all of the land becomes ours. Our fruit causes us to become in possession of the land. He's brought us into the kingdom of light, into the kingdom of His Son, the Lord Jesus. But He's going to give it to us a little bit at a time until our fruit possesses all that He has for us. Folks, this is a progression. It is a move on our behalf. Remember, we talked about that. It's moving ahead. It's moving into the kingdom. It's possessing more of what God has for us and not settling for where we've been, because we've been brought into a place that is our inheritance. Is that true? Deuteronomy chapter 7. Take it easy, bro. Deuteronomy chapter 7. Begin with verse 22. And the Lord your God will clear away these nations before you little by little. You will not be able to put an end to them quickly. How many of you want total sanctification yesterday? Yeah. Wouldn't that be great? That'd be so neat. It doesn't work that way, folks. The Lord your God will clear away these nations before you little by little. You will not be able to put an end to them quickly, lest the wild beasts grow too numerous for you. But the Lord your God shall deliver them before you and will throw them into great confusion until they are all destroyed, until they're destroyed. He's going to bring us in. It talks about the small foxes spoiling the vines. He wants us to move into this fullness of His kingdom in a gradual way so that we understand the gift, so that we understand the provision, so that we understand what we possess. It's ours. He's not going to take you in there and dump you like some kid in a candy store and say, only eat the good stuff. No. The kingdom is full of His blessings. He's given to us everything that pertains to godliness, we found out. We read it in the Scriptures. Everything that pertains to godliness. But He's going to give it to us a little bit at a time so that we can possess it, so that the enemies don't overtake us in the way. Besides that, some of us, if we had it all at one time, would get so arrogant, we'd ruin it and spoil it and maybe end up in hell. And folks, I don't want to go there. But I do want everything that God has for me. And I want for you everything that God has for you. And He's going to take you in little by little, lest the wild beasts grow too numerous for you. Judy quoted a scripture one time at our Thursday night home meeting, and she said, you know, if we can't keep up with the foot soldiers, how are we going to keep up with the horses? Folks, we're going to have to learn how to walk. And walk not being blown around. That when we take our steps, they're secure steps because we're being led by the Spirit of Christ. And that when the horsemen come up, that we've learned to not only have the kind of stamina because we've endured difficult times, but when the horsemen start coming up beside us, we're like Elijah. Or was it Elijah? I get them both confused. It was one of those guys. Who was it? Ran ahead of the horses. Ran ahead of Ahab. Elijah. Ran ahead of, thank you. Ran ahead of Ahab's horses. I mean, that I'd like to have seen that. He picked up his robe and he took off. Left Ahab in the dust. Folks, that's the kind of people he wants and what lies ahead. People that can run ahead of the horses, but whose strength is not in the horse or in the chariot or in Egypt, but whose strength is in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's where your strength has to be. You're going to try it in the flesh, and you're going to find out it don't work. Quickly turn back to the Lord. In Proverbs chapter 4, does anybody need to stand and stretch? Go right ahead. I won't be too long. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn that shines brighter and brighter until the full day. It's interesting here, just where the location is that when the sun begins to rise in the east, it begins to catch the tops of the trees. And as it continues to rise, and like this morning, as it was coming up and was sitting low, it's just this enormous orange globe, and it was just beginning, the light was coming further and further down on until the fullness of the day. And as Dick said, it's a beautiful day. That's what God wants to do in our lives. That's how the righteous are. Says the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn that shines brighter and brighter until the full day. Until the full day. Until that full mature man, until that man walks in maturity before God, that light is shining brighter and brighter and brighter in our lives. That's for us as we yield ourselves. Turn with me again to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. It's in the New Testament. I like saying that, I'm sorry. Chapter 3. Verse 18. But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord, the Spirit. As we behold Him. I want you to understand that when you're looking in this image in the mirror, when you look in that mirror, you're not seeing you. Okay, you're looking at Jesus. And as you're beholding Him, you're being transformed. you're being changed. You're beholding the Lord Jesus Christ. And you're being changed from glory to glory. From glory to glory, He's changing me, changing me, changing me. From earthly things to the heavenly. I've lost it. Where did I lost it? Where did it go? Changing me to the heavenly. The love of God shown to the world. Changing, changing me from earthly things to the heavenly. From glory to glory, He's changing me. That's what He's doing. He's changing us from glory to glory. From glory to glory. From glory to glory. As we behold His face, it's in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus that we possess the land. It's in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus that we own that all the promises of God are yea and amen. It's in the knowledge of Him as we behold His face that we're being transformed and changed from glory to glory. No wonder. A couple more verses and I'll be done. No wonder that the Lord speaks in Matthew 5 about you guys and me being the light of the world. No wonder. Because Jesus is rising in us. The sunrise of God is rising in our lives. That city set on the hill can't be hid. No wonder. No wonder that in Revelations we find that the light, Jesus, is the light of the city. No wonder. Because the glory of God shines abroad in the heart of His bride, the New Jerusalem. No wonder. What great light doth appear. Here's my token Christmas message. There was a great light that appeared, and Jesus was born into the world. There's another great light that shall arise as Jesus is birthed into the heart of His church, and His church is changed from glory to glory. And the glory of Christ arises as the noonday sun on His people because they've been changed and they're no longer the same. Amen? Hallelujah. Father, it's been an interesting day. When I look around, and I see the people that are here, and I think about those that are not here, I see people that You've chosen for Yourself. People to bear Your image. Your people. God, let us grow in grace. Pour forth Your grace, Your mercy, and Your favor in our lives. That as we're transformed, we might show forth the glory of God in every aspect of our life, every dimension of our life, every avenue that we touch. We ask it. We ask Your particular blessings on each family that's here and those that are not here, Lord, during the remainder of this weekend and Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. Lord, there's some situations that might be a little tense, but I'm asking you, Father, that you would pour forth grace there. For some, it might be a little lonely. I'm asking that you would pour forth grace. And that your presence, Lord, would be the crowning glory of each home. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Can all stand, please? My wife and I would like to say Merry Christmas to you. You guys, in a very short time, which is really not fair, have become really close to us. You didn't even give us the option. You're just part of us. And we want to thank you for accepting us into your family. And it's a real blessing to be here. We really are blessed to know you and to be a part of what God's doing here. So we thank you. Amen. God bless you. Thank you.